Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to the second half of Saturday Mornings with Joy Keys. I'm your host, Joy Keys. I want to thank you so much for tuning in. You can follow me on Twitter.com/Joy Keys, and you can become a fan on Facebook. Just look up Saturday Mornings with Joy Keys. Also, send me an email. I would love to hear from you. My email address is SaturdaysWithJoyKeys@hotmail.com. If you're listening and you want to call in, the call-in number is 646-929-0368. Again, 646-929-0368. Now, overcoming procrastination, this is our topic for today. I myself have procrastinated. I was supposed to read a book. I was supposed to send the email. I know I was supposed to make a call, and for some reason, you just don't do it. Why is that? We're going to try to figure that out today. And why do we continue to do it? Because there is a cost to procrastinating. It can be emotional, financial, physical. If you have an illness and you ignore symptoms. So why do we continue? And did you know that there is more than one type of procrastination? I didn't know that. I just found out that there's different types. So we're going to talk about that with our experts today. Let me introduce our first expert here. Dr. Susan Orenstein is a licensed psychologist, and she is the founder of the Orenstein Group or Solutions Group. Good morning, Dr. Orenstein.
Good morning, Joy. Nice to talk to you.
Thank you so much for calling in. And also we're going to have Geraldine Thomas. She's an expert organizer. I've had her on before talking about how to get yourself organized. Also, we talked about hoarding with the dean of social work school, Dean Sacchetti, talking about that. So she's been on a couple times. She has a lot of wonderful insights. She'll probably call right back. She had just called. I saw her in the queue, but sometimes technology, she's probably calling right back. But let's just talk about this definition. What is procrastination, Dr. Orenstein? What do you mean? When you say procrastination, what do you mean?
Okay. Well, what I mean is the common thing that we all understand and we all do is that you're not doing what you are supposed to do. But there are actually three parts to this. So part one is you dread something. So you're perceiving it's going to be unpleasant in some way. You have a negative expectation. Part two is you put it off. You avoid the unpleasant task because that's what we humans do is we avoid what's unpleasant. And then the third part, which I think is really interesting, is you do something else instead. And that's generally a feel-good behavior. So, for example...
That's something I do, the feel-good thing.
Yeah.
I'm supposed to be washing the dishes. And I'm supposed to be, washing my clothes, hanging the clothes up. I wash the clothes, but then I don't hang them up or something. So I go and watch TV. I say, okay, you know what, after the show, I'm just going to sit here. I just need to decompress, and I'm going to watch the show. And then I never wash the dishes, or I never hang up my clothes. The night's over. I have to go to sleep to get ready for, tomorrow.
Right.
Why is that? Talk about that. Why do we go, instead of doing what we're supposed to do, go do the pleasant activity?
Well, it's so, so common, like you said, and there's several reasons. So what Geraldine and I are going to talk about today is there are a couple of main reasons we procrastinate. One is we're overwhelmed.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yay, Geraldine.
Good morning.
Hi, good morning. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you fine. Thank you.
Okay, great. Thank you so much. This is Geraldine Thomas. She's an expert organizer. You might have seen her on the show Hoarders. You might have seen her on a variety of other TV shows. She's wonderful. She's great. She can help you get organized. But today she and Dr. Orenstein are going to try to help us overcome our procrastination. So, Geraldine, I was just talking with Dr. Orenstein, like, why do we go to these pleasurable activities instead of doing what we need to do, which in the long term is going to benefit us? And Dr. Orenstein was just about to explain about that.
Great. Okay.
Okay, well, there are lots of reasons, but for the call today, we wanted to break it up into two, which is either folks are overwhelmed or they're underwhelmed, and we want to break both of those down. But they're opposite, but they're actually both reasons people procrastinate. People feel overwhelmed because things are too complicated. There are a lot of negative emotions attached. They're lacking confidence. Or the exact opposite, they're underwhelmed. The task is boring. It's not stimulating or challenging. It's tedious. So what the best case scenario is to find a place called whelmed. And I don't know if that's a real word, but I think that's the word I use, between overwhelmed and underwhelmed, where you have the optimal energy and motivation to get things done.
Now, Geraldine, do you see this procrastination with the people that you deal with trying to organize, like hoarders and things? Is that a key component of why they are where they are, they're not able to organize, or that they're hoarding?
Well, hoarding is, I'm going to pull hoarding out of the procrastination category. Yes, you do see people with hoarding disorders procrastinate, but hoarding is really much more of a mental health disorder. So with hoarding, there's an inability to make a decision. So with procrastination, it's, let's say, kissing cousins, but not necessarily applicable to somebody with a hoarding disorder.
Okay. So the general population, though, like this is somebody who needs to, like, maybe shred some things or... you know, how come I'm not paying the bills? I have the money, but I just didn't pay the bill, or I didn't call my cousin, or, you know, I don't fold my clothes. They're sitting on the bed. I could just fold them or hang them up. Well, talk to us about that person. And do you see that frequently, the idea of procrastination?
Yep, I agree 100% with Dr. Orenstein. It's either overwhelmed, underwhelmed. As an organizer, the goal is to get them to that same spot, to be whelmed by a task at hand, and maybe even help them think about, you know, what can I do to get there? What steps can I take? And we break it into itty-bitty little pieces for them so that it makes it a little more digestible.
Now, we talked about there's a cost to this procrastination. Dr. Orenstein, when people come into your practice, what is the cost? What do you see in your clients that come to you procrastinated?
Well, the individuals that come to me are feeling so much stress and anxiety and guilt and shame. And a lot of times when people first come to me for counseling, they can't quite put their finger on what's bothering them. But then when we look at it and we get some clarity, it is about procrastinating some kind of decision or task. So there's a lot of emotional pressure and stress when we're not addressing what we need to. And then there are relationship costs. So if you are a parent or a spouse or a friend and you're putting off doing something, that can really hurt the other person or the relationship. So, for instance, you're a husband and you say you're going to plan a birthday for your wife and then you never get around to it for whatever reason. You might be overwhelmed or underwhelmed. Your partner's going to be hurt and disappointed. So there are a lot of relationship costs when people don't fulfill their obligations.
Yeah. Now, I mean, Geraldine, why would we continue to do something that's hurtful? What's the payoff, do you think, for people that are procrastinating?
Well, I don't think that there's much of a payoff. I think really there's three reasons that people kind of feel overwhelmed in general. The first reason would be, at least that from the organizing perspective that we hear, would be that they haven't identified a specific goal. So in other words, they say something really broad, like, I need to get organized. Well, I'm not sure if they have time management challenges or a lot of physical clutter in their space or some other challenge, but the statement's just too broad. And then I'd say reason number two is something is too complicated. And take, for example, filing. A lot of people get really confused on how to label their files when filing papers related to maybe something like simple like their car, they're not sure whether to label that file car, auto, vehicle, minivan. There's lots of different words for the same exact thing. So, you know, you have to make sure that everybody's on the same page and agrees to call the same thing that by one name. And then
let's talk, I don't want to run out of time because I want to talk about this overwhelmed and underwhelmed. So who wants to talk about explaining more about the overwhelm? Dr. Orenstein or Geraldine, which one of you?
Sure.
Go ahead, Sue.
Sure. So I see that people can be really overwhelmed by emotions, and they might have these attitudes that get in the way, like perfectionistic attitudes, that they're supposed to do something exactly right and that everybody's supposed to approve of them, and that they're supposed to understand everything and not need help. So I think I think the good news is when you're overwhelmed, you can stop and say, how can I get help? What resources are out there? How can I take some pressure off myself? How can I be more compassionate to myself. So really for procrastinators with overwhelm, there's some good news that this is all about taking care of yourself and eliciting help to make things more manageable.
And so now, Geralyn, about this underwhelmed person, who's the underwhelmed? What do they look like and you know, what's their, you know, makeup, so to speak?
Lots and lots of reasons that people feel underwhelmed, excuse me. But I'll piggyback off of what Sue just said, and it's kind of that lacking theme. So that's what I hear over and over, that something's missing. So they might lack energy, and that could be either physical or mental energy. They might lack interest, like, you know, something's too boring or too tedious. And I always think of, you know, for me, I'm not a finance person, so expense reports, yuck. You know, that to me seems tedious and boring.
taxes are boring.
Yeah, exactly. There's another good one. Sometimes there's the lack. Some people don't feel the reward. And by that, you can think of, like, somebody who might be depressed. They just can't get motivated because when they do something, it's not quite as rewarding. They don't feel good. There's not that feeling of, ooh, I'm proud of what I just did. So that's another reason. And then real quickly, two more reasons. It's lack of health. Sometimes people just aren't at their best. They might have chronic migraines or backaches or lack of sleep, or even some people, you know, if they're dealing with an alcohol challenge, might even be chronically hungover.
Wow.
And then the last one would be like lack of deadline. So I know personally that most of my clients tell me if there's no immediate deadline, they just kind of tend to let things sit and sit and sit. And maybe if they don't have to be somewhere, they stay in their pajamas all day to work from home.
You know,
I mean, it happens, right?
It does. I mean, I do it myself. So now, Dr. Orenstein, what can this person, I guess we'll start with the underwhelmed person, because they're the ones that don't see the fruits of their labor. What can they do to help themselves or to catapult them out of this underwhelmness?
Sure. Well, there are a few things. I think one is not to overthink, but just do something. So I was thinking actually today when I went to my gym, and I have an exercise class, and they're telling me to do this many burpees and this many push-ups, and I'm thinking if I actually was conscious that I was going to be doing that and I knew ahead of time and I thought about it, I would not go.
Right.
but while I'm there, you know, I'm just a little robot, and my trainer, who's so wonderful, she's telling the class, do this, do that, and we're actually having fun. So I think don't overthink it, but just keep moving. That's one thing. And another thing is, I think, to get stimulation. Figure out what stimulates you. Maybe it's a class, maybe it's turning the music up louder, you know. So you actually have to just be really good at knowing yourself and taking care of yourself and figuring out what gives you energy, what gives you rewards, and again, don't overthink, because when we overthink certain things, then it's very, very easy to come up with excuses.
Geralyn, do you have anything else that might help somebody who's underwhelmed get
overwhelmed? Oh, yeah.
As you said.
Yeah, lots of things. The first one is, if you typically sit down at your desk, my first tidbit of advice is stand up and work. So if you're going to sort papers, stand up.
You know what? That is so true. That is so true. I do that because I feel like I'm just stagnant. And if I stand up, somehow I feel more active. I'm sure there's blood flowing. There's probably some physiological thing happening. But I totally 100% agree with you about that, standing up. They even had studies about people sitting on, like, exercise balls.
Yeah.
They had a thing about kids learning in school about standing up, where kids would stand for the whole class, and that they were more engaged in learning. So definitely stand up. I'm sorry. Go ahead. I just was excited when you said that.
No, absolutely. And so since you're excited about this, I'm going to give you another tip. If anybody out there is listening and they have kids, grab a soccer ball or a basketball, put that under your desk, even a skateboard. Put your feet on it and keep your feet wiggling if you need to sit. It's just a good way to stimulate yourself. So, okay. Another little tidbit is maybe wear brighter colors and don't be so comfortable. You know, get out of your pajamas if you're working from home. Put shoes on your feet. So you're more inclined, let's say that you do work from home and you know that you need to take out the trash and you know that your dog needs to go for a walk twice a day. If you have the shoes on your feet, you are much more inclined to say, well, heck, I've already got my shoes on. I might as well take out the trash and walk the dog now and go, you know, stuff like that. So I think air has a lot to do with stimulating yourself.
Air?
Air. So it's the air temperature, and it's the way your surroundings smell. So from working with lots of people here in Cary, I've noticed that if they can stimulate their senses, meaning keep it a little cooler rather than warmer, and smells like fresh coffee beans, lime, lemon, grapefruit, the citrusy kind of smells, if you can put some essential oils out, that's usually a good way to stimulate yourself as well. And then
I like the lemon scent thing. That kind of helps trigger me. Sometimes I have a lemon cuticle cream, and just put it on, and it kind of just refreshes my senses and gets me going to the rest of the day, so to speak. And Dr. Orenstein, we talked about this underwhelm, the overwhelmed people. What any tips you have for the overwhelmed people, and how to get them whelmed?
Well, I think what's so important is to have that awareness and clarity of what's your goal, and make sure it's your goal. A lot of times people get stuck because they're working on somebody else's goal with somebody else's value. So get clarity that this is actually your goal, and figure out how to break it down into manageable steps. And you can't have too small of a step. You know, if you're overwhelmed and let's say you're going to, I'm going to take one of Geraldine's organizing things, for example, but I can relate to myself, the kitchen's a mess and I feel overwhelmed. How can I break it down into smaller steps? Okay, just unload the dishwasher. Well, that's overwhelming. Okay, just take one plate and put it back on the shelf. So do one thing at a time. And I think often what happens is once people start doing that one thing, they get a momentum and they stop dreading, and they're just doing, and they're in the moment. So so I think learning how to be mindful and in the moment really helps with all the overwhelming thoughts. And then we start to see results, and that builds a momentum on itself as well.
Well, some of the stats you guys sent me, about 15 to 20% of adults admit to chronic procrastination. Among individuals with ADHD, chronic procrastination is a very common everyday issue. 50% of college students say that procrastination is a big problem for them and causes stress. I mean, I know when I was in college, I delay sometimes, take reading a book, writing a paper, it would be the night before, get it out, and then you kind of feel like proud of yourself, like, you know what, I just got an A on that paper that I did like in like 3 hours last night, you know, look at me. So there's like that kind of, no, seriously, I mean, I'm just really being honest, like there was this kind of pride, arrogance a little bit that, you know, I was on deadline, but, you know, I put it out. I'm that good. But then I was, like, so stressed, you know, like, you're so tired and worn out, you know. So, for college kids, Geraldine, what are some tips you might want to give a college-age child? You know, they're still children. They're still learning how to handle the world. What are some tips that you can give them about dealing with procrastination?
I think a couple things that I tend to stress with that population is think about linking two things together. And I know Dr. Orenstein and I have talked about this a lot of times. So instead of thinking, okay, I've got to sit down and I've got to crank out 500 words or at least two pages of something, link your behaviors together. So, you know, I'm going to do this, but before I do that, I'm going to write these 500 words. So use your task as, you know, kind of a building block. I'm going to go out with friends later and run 5 miles through the park. That's my reward. But before I do that, I am going to sit down and at least get my bibliography done. And I always, you know, everybody's different. I prefer, my saying is always, the first is the worst, meaning I typically choose the project, the part of the project I like least and get it over with. But I know for my clients, I hear a lot of people say they don't want to do it that way. They want to do something easy because once they're in motion, they tend to stay in motion. So you kind of have to figure out what works for you.
Yeah. That's good. And now, Dr. Orenstein, do you, in terms of, is there a difference between men and women in procrastination? More men you see procrastinating or more women?
I haven't.
And who's overwhelmed and who's underwhelmed?
Gosh, you know, I haven't, and I'm kind of lost on that. It just seems like it's
universal. I'll have to look that,
It doesn't discriminate among age, gender. I think it's an equal opportunity difficulty for
people. Opportunities.
Well,
I want to thank you guys so much for coming on, talking about being overwhelmed, being underwhelmed, but how to get whelmed. And you broke it down in a couple of steps that people can do, no matter what category or type of procrastinator that you are. I guess also in getting help, you know, asking friends to help you, I think is a great thing. I think one of you mentioned that, getting help. And if you're an older individual, you know, somebody, I think Geraldine mentioned about physically not being able to do something or dealing with alcohol or some kind of other physiological issue, if you can get help from others and not bash yourself or feel like that
right.
shame or guilt that Dr. Orenstein talked about, that maybe you're actually not capable physically to do something, so you do need to get others to help you. You know, maybe if you're elderly, trying to see if, you know, a high school student could come in and clean the dishes or vacuum the rug for you or sweep the front of your porch or something. And if you're a single parent, if you have kids and you're trying to juggle things, again, you know, reaching out to the greater community, to, you know, your family or the greater community or your church, if you go to a church, community organization to help you, you know, with childcare, or if you're not comfortable with childcare, again, the household is a big deal. Washing dishes, washing clothes, cleaning, dusting. I mean, these are all things that somebody else could do. They don't have to be done 100% perfect, but they could do them enough to you know, just clear the air. So
to make a difference.
You know?
Right, right.
Yeah.
To just get you
yeah.
to a good starting point.
Right, a good starting point. And then the body, once in motion, you will continue to be in motion, so to speak. Now, Geraldine, you're on Twitter. What's your Twitter hook?
On Twitter, I'm Metro Zing. It's M-E-T-R-O. And then Z-I-N-G. And to show you how organized that is, Joy, I knew Metropolitan Organizing would take too many characters. So instead, I took the beginning of Metropolitan, which is Metro, and the end of Organizing, which is Z-I-N-G, Metro Zing.
Look at there, Metro Zing on Twitter. And also your website is MetropolitanOrganizing.com.
That's right.
Right. And Dr. Orenstein,
yes.
If somebody was interested in talking to you further or about the issue of procrastination, or I know you do other types of counseling, where can they reach you?
Well, they can call our number, and it's on our website, and all our information is on our website at OrensteinSolutions.com.
Excellent. Thank you so much, ladies, for coming on and trying to get us whelmed today. I hope that the audience was whelmed and that you have a productive and happy Saturday, Sunday, weekend. Thank you so much, Dr. Orenstein. Thank you, Geraldine.
Thank you.
It's
thank
been a
you.
Pleasure. I enjoyed it, Joy.
Oh, thanks again. This is like your third time on. I think we're becoming best friends now.
We are. All right. Well, have a joyful weekend.
Okay. Thank you
thank
so much.
Thank you again.
Bye-bye. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you, everybody, for listening. I just got off the phone with Dr. Susan Orenstein and expert organizer Geraldine Thomas talking about how to overcome procrastination. Maybe you're underwhelmed. Maybe you're overwhelmed. Whatever one, we just talked about how you can fix it. So you can listen to the archive in about 15 minutes. If you procrastinated and came in late, you can listen to the archive and find out about steps you can take to get you whelmed in your life. Thank you so much for tuning in past 130,000 downloads of the podcast, and I could not have done that without you. You can follow me on Twitter.com/JoyKeys, and you can become a fan on Facebook. Look up Saturday Mornings with Joy Keys. Also, send me an email. I would love to hear from you. My email address is SaturdaysWithJoyKeys@Hotmail.com. I encourage you to follow and become a fan. I'll be giving away a book today. Possibly some music, you never know. So just become a follower or check us out on Facebook. Thank you so much for tuning in. I hope you have a wonderful Saturday.